Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Bam Erickson with AfterBuzz TV for Power Season 3, the best show on TV. Call me James. You can call me Bam Erickson. We got a lot to talk about. DJ, hit it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You snap loud.
Just because we feeling it,
right,
man.
That's right.
Come on.
This makes me feel good.
Yeah, it feels real good. Yeah.
And while they snapping again,
hey,
you are tuned into AfterBuzz TV for Power, which I think is the best show on television.
Hey,
I'm Bam Erickson again, and I would like to introduce the panel because we back.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Cornelia.
I am Robin Ayers.
Hey guys, Jimmy John here.
Okay, so as much as I love to snap and party, we got a lot to talk about because this is it's really a hour show. So just really quickly, I want to know you guys' initial thoughts on the season 3 premiere. Cornelia.
Y'all know this is my show.
I was waiting for you to say
show.
That.
Did y'all see the meme with Soulja Boy crying and it was like me when I hear they said this is Big Rich Town?
Yeah. That was me.
Exactly.
It's so funny because I feel like everybody can identify with that. The show has grown so much and so we all have this major love for it. So that's how I feel.
I mean, I literally have been waiting for the show to start. Yeah. So I was just excited for it to start.
And again, like I said, I'm going to continue to say this is the best show on TV. This episode was written by show creator, executive producer, Courtney Kemp Agbo.
Yes.
And it was directed by one of my favorite producers, George Tillman Jr. So, Angela and Jamie have made it official.
They sure have.
Walking to the club together.
Yeah, they
do. He asking her, you know, you coming to the club again tonight? So, like, it's official.
Yeah.
And now Angie's ready to meet the kids.
Ugh.
Jamie says, okay, sounds good. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
But no, he really didn't feel like that. Y'all saw the look that he gave, right?
Yeah.
Like right before he said that. So it's almost like, I don't know, like this is becoming real, or maybe he doesn't quite want that, but he's just going to go along with it. What y'all think?
He asked Tasha. So a part of me is like, oh, he's about it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like the way he said it, like, sure, babe. Like he was going to sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
But when he talked to Tasha about it, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
He can't let those kids meet her. In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The kids thought that the house was happy.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know anything was wrong. And now he's not coming back. And all of a sudden you show up with a woman and say, hey, we're together. Those kids are going to hate her.
It's too fast.
They're going
to
hate her.
Everything's too fast. Not to mention that they just found out about Sean being dead. So I think everything's just happening too. So it's just like a lot to load on the kids' shoulders. So yeah, I think it's too fast for everything.
I agree. I mean, what was your initial feeling when you saw Angie hop out that truck with him, though?
I don't know.
Burp? Tasha. It was like, you remember when they hopped out of the car and it was like, hey.
Yes, yes. I gotta say, though, I don't think as much as I was pro Ghost and Angie, y'all know, right? I was team that. Okay, y'all. Okay, about to drop the mic on this one. Okay, I'm just saying, I don't think I like this. It doesn't feel good to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was once a fantasy that both of them had, and this was something that they were doing. And I'm not that I was condoning the thing. I know a bunch of people got on me about that, but it was still like this love affair, this fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's a real certified relationship, and it doesn't make me feel good.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Me too.
There's something, it just doesn't sit well in my spirit. Go ahead.
Maybe it's this. This is from my perspective. It seems like they're both in love with Jamie and Angie when in current times they're not Jamie and Angie.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how you meet that old boo and you're like, man, let's just give it a try. I used to like him, even though you really like him now, but you are in love with someone who you're not anymore. So to me, when they're together and they're making all these plans, I'm looking at it like, okay, are y'all in it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or are y'all in it for trying to make up for when y'all were 15?
And then to add on to that, they're talking about the space is too small. Let's get a bigger house.
That's what I was going to touch on.
So it's almost as if he's not really sure, but he's going along with the situation.
Yeah.
So if he's unsure, then why are you going along with the situation and then be in a situation where you're going to be unhappy again? Because...
I agree with you.
I don't know.
I mean, even like for me, I was paying attention to little details. Like, for instance, James didn't look ghost. He didn't look like his usual sharp, on point self.
Well, and he just got almost burnt himself in the fire.
True. But I mean, just like little things, like you know, them, like you said, the space being too tight, him not being sharp, his clothes is wrinkled. I don't know if anybody noticed.
Yeah, his shirt was super wrinkled.
It just seems like they're all over the place. And like for relationships of that status where they were all blissful, mm-hmm. now it just kind of seems like they're not meshing well, and I just don't see it lasting.
Well, before we move on, and before you go, Bam, it's almost as though Angie fell in love with Ghost. She fell in love with Ghost. Mm-hmm. Remember, Ghost was on point. Honest. Ghost was sharp. Mm-hmm. He was like, he had to stay woke.
Yeah.
You know, Ghost had to stay woke, so that's why he was always sharp. Mm-hmm. But Jamie, who's living this other life now, like gone to the light, you know, mm-hmm. Jamie has gone to the light. It's like that doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Agreed. Mm-hmm. And so now let's transition over to his real marriage. Oh, and another thing I was going to say is, you know, if y'all going to do all this, then I need you to hurry up and sign the papers.
Might
like,
as well.
Do not. Those kids. Anyway, Ghost and Tasha. So Tasha is very adamant about needing to know how Sean was killed. And she wants to know if Ghost has did it. And so do you guys think that she's making a big deal out of this whole Sean thing?
He got shot in the head. If your homie, let's say you went to college with somebody and y'all were close, mm-hmm. and y'all slept together and y'all started, you know, kicking it and dating it, even though the way y'all were doing it was shady, and he just magically comes up shot in the head, you go identify his body, you're gonna be like, what the hell happened? You mm-hmm. automatically gonna assume that Ghost did it,
yep.
because... Mm-hmm. We saw what happened last season where he mm-hmm. found out that him and Tasha were kicking it. You're going to really want to get to the bottom of this, especially considering the fact that Tasha knows the game and she knows how stuff goes down. So if Sean got killed, he didn't just get killed by accident. Something went
right.
down. So
right.
her as this boss in the drug business alongside Ghost needs to know. She needs to.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right. Yeah.
And, I mean, there's a part of Tasha, too, like you just mentioned. I mean, she's been down with the game, too. So her antennas are up. She's just like, what's up? Somebody who was that close to them, who was in their home, you know, who she obviously had something with in the past, she's going to want to know. And so, yeah.
Not to mention the fact that it kind of all boils down to Jamie winning. Because he's with Angela. And so, in her mind, she's thinking, like, you offed Sean mm-hmm. because you found out, you know, we're kicking mm-hmm. it. But you get to be in this fairy tale relationship while meanwhile I'm over here raising our kids mm-hmm. in this house, but you're over there in this relationship. So I think for her, it's just she kind of wants to know, or maybe she thinks it's him. She really thinks it's him, and she needs to validate that it is him, but it's not.
And she did have to get verification from Tommy later mm-hmm. In the episode that not only, you know, did Ghost not kill Sean, but Ghost killed Kanan, and then Lobos is dead. Now, I don't mean to be disrespectful to the actress, but she looked pregnant.
Which one?
Tasha.
Damn.
So maybe she's in her feelings even more because Ghost has left her because he says that he's out of the game, and she looked like she could be possibly pregnant. I'm just saying it. I'm not the only
That's
person
a twist.
Who said it.
Listen, Bam, I got to give Bam credit because he is always rewriting shows. And
Give the people off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that would be very interesting if that, you know, happened. I just didn't see that, but okay.
Okay. And then what were your thoughts about the sit down when they basically said that there was another woman?
I felt bad for them poor kids. That's what I did. I was like, they really, they just look sad and depressed. That the parents just dropping loads on them. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Again, just all too fast. And, you know, those kids had hope. I mean, they really did have hope that daddy was coming home. And, you know, so not only are you not coming home, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've moved on. So it's just, that hurts.
But did they mention the other? They didn't mention. I have a prediction in regards to that. However, poor Tariq, he's doomed. Yeah. Tariq is doomed. Yeah. He is officially
You know, like the trouble teen back in like high school who they had the eyeliner on. You know, like, Tariq is two steps away from wearing like JNCO jeans. He is so tormented. Yes. No, it's the truth. He's so, like, he's so down and out.
I'm so bad at tricking it.
Like, I feel so bad for the kid. He's walking in the hallway, like, sniffing. He's at the dinner table. He wouldn't eat.
Yeah. He's going through it.
He's tormented.
I know. Terrible.
To answer your question, I don't think they needed to say specifically, I have another woman, Angela, because you remember Tariq went to go see him when he was sitting in the hotel. And these kids, they may be privileged and they live this whole, you know, rich lifestyle, but kids are kids. They know that something is going on, particularly Tariq, because he went to go see his daddy in the hotel. So they know it's another woman. I think the kids know.
I mean, they're old enough, I think, to kind of have an idea. So,
And then what were your thoughts on when Ghost says, you know, you don't have to call me Ghost anymore, I'm James?
Well, that definitely solidified him going over to the other side.
Yeah.
To me, it was actually the perfect episode to kind of bring that in. Like, this is the intro to my new life. This is, you know, my new name, or not. This is my name. And so you can just call me that from here on out. So
I get that. But at the same time, I have, you know, kids who I've coached since they were younger. They have nicknames. They're grown. I still call you that name. I'm not changing it because now all of a sudden you are feeling a certain way and now you want me to call you by your legal name. No, your name is Peanut, your name is Linus, or whatever your name is. And so she been calling this dude Ghost since they were probably teenagers.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you can call me James.
Well, yeah. That too, but you killed somebody two days ago.
Yeah.
Boy, get out.
Like,
you killed somebody last night. You want to be James today?
Yeah.
Not to mention that Andre was like, you know, you still looking over your shoulder like you're Ghost. So, I mean, changing your nickname, it ain't going to do much. Sorry,
it's not going to stop it.
And that's actually a great transition because now in my notes I have Ghost and Dre the paid intern. Dre adjusts to his new lifestyle and his work environment. And he goes into the office and, you know, Ghost basically tells him, you know, this shit ain't like selling drugs. Drugs sell they self. Mm-hmm. Legit shit takes more time. So he hands him the black tie and he says, looking the part is the first step. So Dre wants to look the part, but he still wants to sell drugs.
Yeah.
I need you to pick a side. You either get a good job, have health insurance to take care of your kid, or you take your ass to the streets and you sell drugs and you don't have health insurance for your daughter. It's one or the other.
Yeah. He wants to be Ghost though. Like the Ghost that he saw at the club being, you know, clean image, but Ghost in the streets. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I get it.
But you know what though? To me, that was even deeper. It was like a true testament to what it's really like out there in the hood. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is what they grow up and they adore these guys. And so what's that really like? If you get a shot to go like make some real money or whatever, how many people would actually do it? And how many people really enjoy the life of like drugs and the hustle and the grind and stuff? To me, that's what that was about.
Exactly. I agree, money. Robin. And he was talking to himself, but talking to Ghost. It was like, yeah, I wanted the legit life and I wanted it to look this way, but I still want to push weight. Deep down, Ghost, Jamie, James, he wants a club. Yeah. But you can't just walk away from selling dope for, what, 20 years and just cut ties like that without having that craving or that itch or just that need to get that power to get back in the game. So it was kind of like, yeah, Jamie, he's talking to you because... Mm-hmm. You kind of still want to be in the game too,
right? Yeah. That's a great point.
And which we will push that issue later. Now continuing on with the club, Cantos and Jamie. Mm. So, what are your thoughts on Cantos being fired? Is this the end for Cantos?
I mean, a surprise, guys.
Nah, because you know the way Power do it, they kill people off. You know what I'm saying? If you go from the show, they kill you.
Bam does it.
Or Bam do it.
Bam will rewrite the episode. Or,
absolutely.
So I just, you know, for that reason only, I think Cantos will pop back up somehow, some way.
Not only that, but I immediately spotted when what's the loser, Greg? When Greg came snooping at the club, the fact that Ghost, Jamie, embarrass him the way that he did. Now, mind you, he had every right to be embarrassed because he was a sucker anyway. Mm-hmm. When he had Pablo with Stern, all of a sudden now, you the boss. Like, he was a total jerk. Not only should Ghost have kicked his ass out, he probably should have punched him in the mouth. Mm-hmm. just on GP for you disrespecting me when I was like, he should be punched. But in 2016, we don't take kind to being embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So the fact that now Greg is jobless, on suspension, he obviously has a mission to make Angela pay. Those two are going to have to work together because he doesn't have a job. Mm-hmm.
Great
point.
So
two unemployed dudes
who got a vengeance on everybody.
Ghost.
Yeah. And you know what? Ghost though to be Ghost in a past life, he should have known better to just like embarrass that dude like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't work like that out on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're in a club, but it doesn't work like that. So he should have known better and handled that differently, I think.
Yeah.
Or what you do is you keep your enemies closer.
Close.
And then make that guy, put him on the lowest position, make him wash dishes.
Well, you know what? But again, maybe the businessman isn't Jamie or James. Ghost is the businessman in all aspects. Because when Ghost was being Ghost and he was running a club, he was running that club.
Yeah.
He was sharp. He was on point. He knew what was going down. But then as soon as he wanted to flip to James / Jamie, then things got a little sloppy.
Yeah.
So he wants to be Jamie, but Jamie ain't equipped.
Jamie is not equipped. Thank you.
That's Jamie don't iron his shirt. So
he don't wrinkle. No.
And his tie actually wasn't straight either.
Is he?
Right. Jamie is like a regular working guy. He's just a regular old dude.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this Tatiana chick who left the card in the office and Ghost Jamie saw her and then went to go chase her behind at her apartment and then she wound up being dead?
I can't put that. I can't figure it out.
Yeah. It's not enough.
Know. Maybe y'all saw something that I didn't. I don't know.
Only thing that I can think of is she's obviously connected to Ruiz, the Jimenez. I mean, pick your drug dealer. Just pick any of them and we can create a story.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's that she got off so quickly, I mean, they didn't even give her any dialogue.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it could be a combination of a couple things, which I won't say.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it could be a combination of a couple things.
Yeah, it could come back up in a pretty big way. I just don't know yet. You know what I mean? But that's what I like about it, too.
Yeah.
I love the twists and turns of the show.
Suspense.
Yes.
So now let's go into maybe some people's favorite couple or their worst couple. Let's go into Tommy and Holly.
Mm.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this. 5 seconds into the scene, I was like, oh, God, I used to like her. You kill this bitch off. She's on my nerves. Like, she's way too needy. Like, God damn. Where you going? Who's that on the phone? It's like,
you ask too much damn questions. That's what
relax.
It is. Okay, before we talk about that, I have to say, something in me jumped when I saw Tommy. You saw how they introduced him into the scene? Like, he's, you know, got the hood, and he's, like, wrapping his gun, and I'm like, Tommy's back! Yeah, like, I just felt something, you know what I mean? I love Tommy. That's it. Okay, so y'all talk about Holly. And
Tommy was intense the whole episode, honestly. Yeah.
He was intense, yeah.
He's very intense, because now he's in charge.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything else to say about Tommy and Holly before we move on? So he's in charge. So now Tommy and his crew, they get into a scuffle because the local dealers in a certain area has backed out of a deal, which Ruiz set that deal up. Ruiz is gone. We don't know where Ruiz is at. And so now these people that they wound up getting into a fight with need to be paid off via drugs or by money. And Tommy and the crew, they have nothing because Lobos is dead or not dead. Ghost is not around. So they're in shambles right now until Tommy, I guess, kind of gets himself together where he's like, oh, okay, I'm in charge. And so then he finally starts to go to all of the people and start to make his connections. So,
which was dope, seeing Tommy interacting with each different crew and eating time.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. That was great.
I really liked
it. It was really bossy. Mm-hmm. It was really bossy.
Yeah.
Do you think that Tommy is over his head? Do you think that he... Okay.
I personally think that. I know that he, this is something that he's been wanting. He's been wanting some, you know, responsibility from Ghost.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm just saying, remember the conversation that they had, I believe it was season two, where he was like, you don't think I can handle it? You know what I mean? Remember they had that come to Jesus moment where he was, they had that type of conversation. So I think that there was a part of him that didn't always like that Ghost was running it. You know, I think that he wanted something, but I think now that he has it, it might be a little bit too much for him to handle. And not only that, it's the way that it's being that like the situation is presented to him, because all these people are gone. There's no more Ghost. He doesn't have the help.
He's feeling himself. He's in there like, but he's definitely biting off way more than he can chew, because I'm curious to know how he's going to have. He's just in there like on some cockiness, like, I'm the man, you know? But
But he is, I can understand, he's in his feelings, because his best friend, it's one thing to, when, well, not in business, because you can be fired at any point, but in a regular situation, there's a thing called a two-week notice. Mm-hmm. he didn't get a two-week notice. It was like, you know, like, literally 24 hours ago, he killed Kanan. I'm sorry, he killed Kanan. Mm-hmm. The next day he wakes up and now he's done, he's out of it. Like, that is somewhat a lot to process for Tommy, who's already not there anyway.
Yeah. Right.
And so I can see both sides, but I'm going to drag Tommy just in a couple minutes. I'm going to drag him later. But I can see why. I can see why he feels that way. I really can.
But this is the thing. If Tommy had some support, not to help him, but to just talk him off the ledge that he respected, then could Tommy handle this?
Yes. Well, that's what I was saying. Bam says no. But what I think is, if the circumstances were kind of the same, everyone was still there, and Ghost just said, here, Tommy, you take it. You take lead. I think he could still handle it, because he has his partner there. He's got, you know, everything is still the same. But under these circumstances, nothing is the same anymore.
I'm going to say no, because when they went to, when Holly came and got all the black boxes of the cameras and things that Ghost had set up, there was something that Tommy said something to the effect of, I don't know, it was something that Ghost did. And so now you going to now entrust your thieving, over-jealous girlfriend to help you run a business? Are you effing kidding me?
I agree.
I mean, you are way over your head. And then on top of that, your closest homeboy outside of Ghost is not Tito. What is it? Julio. sorry. Julio, you're going to loke up on him and grab him by the throat and threaten to kill him when he's all you have. Mm-hmm. Like Gerald Lee Wesley, he wasn't in this episode, and they're cool. Yeah. So like, Julio is your right hand man. Mm-hmm. And so now you're gonna loke up on him.
But that's the thing about it, Cornelia, what you were asking was like, would there be anybody who could talk him off of the ledge or whatever, right?
Yeah. That he respects. He could go to the same way he had Ghost.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Since he doesn't have that, he doesn't respect Julio in that sense. You know, Julio's never been up there with them, so he's not gonna be able to be the one to take him, you know, to calm him down or take him off the edge a little bit.
I just kinda always felt that Ghost was the brains of the operation. So it's like, you know, Tommy being the street guy, like, he's the one you go to, you know, F somebody up, or, you know, but not to actually put together a well thought out plan. So, and then not to mention, he was hella sloppy when he took that mask off his face. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you out here being that bold, like, how long are you really going to last in the streets as a kingpin doing that kind of crazy stuff? You know what I mean? So,
So then let me ask this question. So, He can trust Tasha. Tasha she's ghostless too. So should he cut Tasha off? Should they join forces? It's business, right? Or what do you guys think?
I think they should, but he has to mourn. He lost a friend. Mm-hmm. So basically Tommy is mourning. Tasha's mourning. Everybody is mourning the life that they used to have 24 hours ago. Mm-hmm. So he needs to go through the motions where he feels like he doesn't need Tasha, and I don't need you, and you with Ghost, blah, blah, blah. So he can get to the point where he realizes, oh, shoot, Tasha might be a good resource for me. But he has to go through the motions. Everybody lost something.
Yeah.
I have to drag Tommy just for a second. In the streets, sometimes the business, the operation, like, you've seen the movies where sometimes they literally have to take money, flush it down the toilet. Like, this business, you don't have the opportunity to mourn. You need to get over it.
Yeah.
But they've been friends since they were kids, you know?
I understand that, but this is the streets, and the streets have different reasons. So you need to get... He's overreacting. He's acting like a baby. He doesn't want to talk to Tasha. He can only trust Holly. Like, you need to get it together. And he needs to get it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've seen Tommy have a heart before. Now, although he is crazy and, you know, like, he doesn't have it all, like Bam said, he still has a heart under there. So I feel like, you know, he will come around to a point where it's just, you know, that's my dude right there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
That's his brother.
Like, I mean,
that's his brother.
Yeah. I think totally Ghost is going to have to get back into the drug selling business.
Yeah. I mean, just how every time Ghost's name is brought up to Tommy, he has this, like, hesitation to sort of, like... He just kind of, like, freezes a little bit every single time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they definitely have unfinished business, so, you know. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of unfinished business, so now with this Angela, Mike, and Lobo situation, so Ruiz is not, he's alive. And so Angela and Mike come up with this thing called the John Doe prosecution, where he's dead to the public, but they're still trying to prosecute his ass. Mm-hmm. And so it has to be a secret. It has to be a hush-hush. For some reason, it sounds like a good idea, but something tells me it's a stupid idea. Mm-hmm. Something just tells me that if something is going to... Like, Lobos is really, really smart, and not only is he a great actor in the way that he was playing that scene with Angela, and there's just something about him... Like, I don't believe that you can... run a billion-dollar drug corporation and not be smarter than the feds. Mm-hmm. That's just what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, he got the DA in his back pocket, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's smart. I mean, look at the fact that he's got him in his back pocket. That's a smart move. That's a wise move. So I think he's more street smart than, you know, book smart or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you're right. It probably won't pan out. The best is, I don't know. He's got some other tricks up his sleeves. If we didn't know that he had what is the DA's name? What is, I mean, who's the guy?
Oh, Mike.
Mike.
So if he fooled us all and had Mike in his back pocket.
He really did.
I mean, like, really, that was so smooth. Then just imagine who else he's got.
Yeah.
You know, some people like that who are kingpins, they don't stop. Like, they have, you know, cities. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all kinds of, like, politicians and stuff and right under their wing.
I like how Lobos is. He's a funny dude. Like, he's always up there saying something.
He's hilarious. And speaking of Lobos, and so when Mike was telling, when Mike was saying, you know, make sure that Angela's in the meeting because he wants to break her, and how he will... give, when he was on the phone with Tommy, he says that he'll give him the product once he kills Ghost. Yes. And he mentioned something that Ruiz is taking care of. Really quick question. Where do you think Ruiz is?
The way we saw it last season, it looked like Ruiz was leaving on his own.
Mm-hmm.
So, but how did Ruiz know to get ahead of it ahead of time? Did Ghost give him the heads up? I kind of think Ghost gave him the heads up because simultaneously at the same time, his daughter didn't testify on behalf of Angela. So I immediately thought, okay, so Ghost let Ruiz know what the deal was. Do me this solid. Stuff about to go down. I'm sparing you. Go away. When it cools down, come back. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought happened too. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Tommy agreeing to kill Ghost in order to get the product, in order to continue the drug distribution?
He's not going off Ghost. That's not happening. Like, nah.
Yeah. You know how you can say, I mean, he's in a tough, tough position, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's a very tough position because you're in a game where you can be killed at any given moment or whatever. But at the end of the day, like I said before, like, that's his boy, mm-hmm. you know? And so you might be saying things out of anger or, like, agreeing to things out of anger, but I don't think he's got the heart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he mm-hmm. probably could have done it a long time ago. Why hasn't he done it yet? Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. no, he's not killing Ghost. So he's not. They're definitely going to have a face-off, though. Yeah. But, I mean...
That'll be good. Like, I want to see them straight squab. Yeah. That'll be dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's got it? Like, who y'all money on?
I got Tommy.
I probably got Tommy, too.
Tommy got that. He got that coke rage.
Like, he got that.
Tommy be like, ah. Tommy's so mad.
But Ghost so got like stature though. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
I mean, yeah. Ghost got it together. Remember, yeah. Ghost probably know like Taekwondo.
But who's showing up to the fight? Jamie? Because if Jamie showed up to
Jamie
the fight,
Jamie loses. That's a
shirt already. Going.
Go home, Jamie.
Final question before we go into predictions. Should Angie have told Ghost that Lobos is alive, being that it seems like everybody in her job is coming for her?
Yeah.
And if she was told, like, she's not supposed to give this information, mm-hmm. is it a big deal that she told Ghost that Lobos is alive?
I'm pissed she didn't tell him sooner. Like, the night when she hesitated to tell him, she should have told him right then and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
So why should she have?
Well, for one, I think Jamie's being completely honest with her for the most part. Like, he's being open. He's trying. Like, mm-hmm. dude's trying, you know?
Right, yeah.
And so, like, he found out anyways, but I feel like he should have heard it from her first, you know? I just think, like, she... I do have a question. I don't know if anybody has picked up on it. When Tommy was on the phone with Lobos, Lobos mentioned something saying that they don't know that Jamie or that Ghost tried to kill me. Did you guys hear that?
I did. I caught that.
Okay. But, of course, he's telling, you know, Angela and everybody that it was the Jimenez, right?
Yeah.
So, for me, it was just kind of one of those things that I think Angela knows because she told Ghost, you're good or something, you're safe or something like that. Because I feel like she knows it was Ghost or whatever that tried to kill, you know, Lobos. Yeah. So, in that sense, you know that, you know, he's alive. One, you need to tell your man. Because guess what? He's probably coming after your man. You know? That's why she asks. I feel that's why she asks to be in on that meeting to find out, okay, well, who is it that tried to kill you? Or who do you think tried to do this to you? No?
Yeah, I agree. And I also... Angie needs to come to terms with, yes, Jamie said he was out the game. But you are now the girlfriend of a drug dealer. Period.
Deal with it.
So if somebody, if your husband is mixed up with somebody and he tried to kill someone and that person didn't die, or even if they thought he killed him, the fact that you are now his girlfriend, one, you have to tell him. Two, you got to know what's going on because somebody might try to kill you now. Now, mm-hmm. Angie, it's not just about her job. And that's what kind of, it's kind of annoying me. That she's like, I could lose my job. And no, you could die.
Your life.
Now you're a drug dealer's girlfriend. Yeah. You could die. So I kind of want her to, yes, she doesn't want Jamie in the game, but she needs to flip it real quick and realize where she is. You can't get out the game in 24 or 48 hours. Mm-hmm. You just can't.
True. But then when she showed up to Truth, she did have a gun in her purse. Mm-hmm. So she was somewhat a little prepared.
Yeah. But I think she's more prepared for Greg, right? Does she think that Greg is crazy?
Well,
he is.
Right. Greg. I mean, he is.
Greg, like, he's certified.
Close out here.
So then let's go into predictions and expand on some of the theories that we've already been mentioning.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, who wants to go first?
Y'all go ahead.
Okay, you're gonna last. Okay, trying to think. I just lost my train of thought. Okay, so I definitely think. Well, Tommy, I mentioned it earlier. Tommy and Jamie will kind of sort of have a face off, but I see them making up. I definitely see them making up. And I see trouble for Angela and Jamie. Mm-hmm. And I see him having maybe a weak moment with Tasha. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's good. Okay, can I go next?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, I think that he is going... Because, you know, like, the grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're going to miss your baby. You're going to want that old thing back. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like he's definitely going to want some of that with Tasha. It may be when he gets back into the game, and we don't know why he's got to get back into the game, he knows who he has to go back into the game with. Okay, so that's a nugget. Okay, but then also, wouldn't it be interesting if Dre started feeling himself a little bit and was like, listen, Ghost, Jamie, whomever you are, like, I got this. And, like, he started something and tried to become, like, that dude? I'm just saying.
Ooh. You got another one?
Wait, no. We forgot to talk about the card that Dre saw.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
We can just discuss it just a little bit. So I think with this whole car thing, because that car was used when they were wiping out everybody and they was pointing the blame, mm-hmm. which is why the girl Tatiana put the car there. I think especially the way that Dre subtly kind of came at him when he was like, well, you over your shoulder too. Yeah. That I think that he's going to figure out a way to play both sides of the fence. Mm-hmm. Like, he may actually need to actually help Ghost. When Ghost has to go back into the streets, which I think it's inevitable that he does, he's probably going to need Rotimi, I'm sorry, Dre, or Andre, or Andre will show up anyway, and Ghost maybe doesn't think that he's going to show up.
So he's like his proxy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a nice prediction, too.
Yeah. And what's yours?
So my prediction, I think Tariq is going to be the wild card. Yes. I think Tariq being in this state of despair and being so in his feelings about it is going to cause trouble in areas that it shouldn't, but I think that's going to be a real big thing. So maybe at school, or maybe he going to link up and finally find some street friends. Or, you know, Tariq, we're focusing too much on Tariq being pissed, and they haven't addressed it. Even last season, he was kind of, you know, he was getting a little angsty about it, so... I think that's going to be the wild card. I also think eventually, I think Holly's going to die. Or maybe not even die. But no, maybe not even die. Something bad is going to happen to Holly, and it's going to have the standoff between Ghost and Jamie is going to be, I risked my girl for you, and you did not do the same for me. Mm. Because Angela is still alive, and I didn't kill her. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be...
Not to mention, problem. Somebody already killed a dog. Yeah. So, I mean,
anything could happen.
She's going to get her foot chopped off or something.
I will say this, off a prediction that you made, based off some of the interviews that I've seen, I'm not going to say which one, but based off some of the interviews that I've seen with some of the cast members and Courtney, Cornelia, I think you are spot on about something that you said based off of some of the interviews that I've seen. That's all I'm going to say about that. Mm-hmm. But I think Greg is gonna go after Angie.
He gonna die.
Like he's going to go super, super hard to the fact of it's gonna cross over into Ghost's life. Mm. Which Ghost may have to take him out because you are going after my woman.
Yeah.
Kantos is going to join forces with Greg, or that may be a reason for Stern to come back. Or someone else in the club life. One of the main characters of Power needs to die this season.
Oh. Lord.
And I think...
Who is it, Bam? Come on.
I think between Holly and Tasha.
Tasha?
Don't kill Tasha.
Don't touch her.
Between Holly and Tasha, there's something...
What about Angela?
She really can go, but I think... I'm serious, no real talk. She can really go. Like, be done. Like, bye.
Right.
But there's too much at risk for her to go. So I'm gonna say between Holly and Tasha. But there's
Okay, real quick, I know we gotta go. The reason I'm gonna say Holly. Okay, have y'all checked out her new hairdo?
Yeah, I have seen that too. Okay, and I thought so too. So she's on another show.
Getting out of character a little bit. I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, Holly went short and blonde, like platinum blonde. So maybe she's just like, listen, I was killed off or something. We don't know. And maybe she's on to the next.
And then my final thing is, obviously, Ghost will have to go back to drugs. But on the flip of what I said about Andre or Dre, I think Dre is poison. Because he cannot leave the street life alone. Mm-hmm. It's he just can't leave it alone. I agree. And I think that he's going to do something that's going to jeopardize Ghost, the club, or just something. He's poison.
Mm-hmm. He's too impatient too.
And he's too impatient. Yeah. And Ghost is not being patient with him to understand, like, this boy is where you're at. So you need to work with him a little bit more. I feel like Ghost is kind of brushing.
Can you work with somebody who don't want to lead a life?
You
can't.
See. Oh, yeah. You reminded me of Jada Pickett. She was like, Jason, you can't save a brother that don't want to be saved.
But again, Jamie is dealing with Dre right now and not Ghost. You see what I'm saying? Because Ghost would have been like picked up on that, like, all right, something's not right. Like, you know, you're poison. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Jamie is working with them and trying to, you know, mold him and all that stuff.
Jamie got too much going on. Yeah. That's the problem.
Jamie got a lot going on.
And then final thing before we give our plugs, your thoughts on the fact that Ghost called him and said, we need to talk. Do you have any thoughts about that?
They gonna kiss and make up. That's okay. Me. So,
yeah. Well, You guys have been tweeting us, and I'm sorry I couldn't get to the tweets. But speaking of tweeters and Twitter and social media, you guys can always watch us on YouTube. You can listen to us on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe, rate, comment, and tell friends about our show and all the other shows here at AfterBuzz TV. So let everyone know where you guys can be found on social media.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Kanelia.
And you can reach me on all of my social media platforms at Robin Ayers.
And you guys can also follow me on all my social media at Janisha_MissVI.
And you can find me on all social media at Bam Erickson. And then also, for anyone who are movie lovers or if you watch Amazon, I have a movie that I produce on Amazon. It's called All About the Money. It's available on Amazon and Amazon Prime. So please check it out. And you can follow us on AATM Film on all social media, All About the Money Film. So Amazon, available, Amazon Prime. Wow, this was great, you guys. And we back. So you guys, thank you for tuning in, either if you are listening or if you are watching us. Thank you so much. Yes. We have a lot that's in store for you. We have some great guests coming this season, and you don't want to miss a recap because Power Season 3 is the best show on TV. Oh, thank you guys.
5 stars on YouTube.
Thank you guys so much. Bye bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.